It's now time to talk to the shooter, Pat Bradley, brought to you by Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of rates starting as low as 1.99% with Alcoa's Summertime Auto Loan Special. PB is also presented by Cabot Outdoors, where you can save $600 off Hustler mowers through May 31st. Now, from the land of the Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, and Red Sox, here is Pat Bradley.
Good morning, PB.
Hey, boys, what do you say?
You know,
I got a
yes.
NASCAR thing for you. Come up to New Hampshire Speedway.
New Hampshire. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good track up there.
I can't remember last time I watched a race there.
Have you been to a race there, Pat?
Never. But I heard it's fantastic.
You know what's another good movie that I bet Pat has heard of? Racing movie, Raj and Justin, that we had mentioned. Ford versus Ferrari, based on a true story. I don't know, Justin, I don't know if you've seen it. Raj, you know you've seen it. It's hard to believe.
I haven't. I wanted to, but I haven't.
It's worth watching.
It is.
It's worth watching. Who's in that, what's his name?
Christian Bale.
Matt Damon?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then one other. Yeah, that's actually, Christian Bale is great in it.
Christian Bale is in it. Matt Damon's
based on a true story.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. And it's also Steve, or is it Marshall?
John Bernthal's in it, too.
Mart Hartatippy.
Yeah.
By the way, Justin, my dad, I was telling we've got some connections with NASCAR, Raj.
Yeah.
My dad, one of his best friends, won Talladega.
Really?
It had the race team that won Talladega.
Wow.
What year is that, Pop? Send me the year that James Finch won. So we got some connections. Of course, we have here in Arkansas with Baseball, the race
Mark
team.
Martin's
team. Yeah,
we know Mark Martin. Yeah, they've got races going on up there.
PB, we had Anthony Black on today. He was outstanding. And, of course, you know, he jumped back pretty quick when I said, well, I guess Oklahoma City's going to roll with this thing. He goes, wait a minute. He said, Indiana's pretty good.
Pretty dang good.
Yeah,
man.
So what do you think, PB?
Yeah, I just think Indiana's well balanced. They got about four guys that can score for you. Oklahoma City, they've also got great balance. They've been one of the best defensive teams all year. They've got, again, another team where they got about three guys that can really hurt you. I mean, you've got to give Oklahoma City the edge for overall.
Yeah.
But I just think Indiana can surprise them because they can score so well. So many different options from a scoring standpoint that can hurt you. And they find ways. Like, you know, something to be said about being down 10 and fighting your way back, or just one or two guys being able to make that one big play at the end of the game, and they seem to have that.
Yeah.
And they're hard to catch, too.
Yeah, PB. Yeah. To me, as far as Indiana goes, Siakam is the X factor to me.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
He is a tough cover, man. And just when he's a guy that can give you, what did he go for, 37 the other night?
39.
And obviously Halliburton can do that, but yeah, Siakam, he's got a championship, man. He won it with the Raptors, so you know he's legit.
Pat, we got some positive news this week. Carter Knox coming back. I think most of us has assumed that. Not the case with Thero. That was announced. He's staying in the process in the draft. But great to get Knox back. Certainly help the team next year.
Yeah, and he was one of the guys, him, Billy Richmond, two freshmen, that throughout the course of the season, they just continue to get better and better. And, Carter Knox, his shooting improved, his confidence, just the overall understanding of the game. So, in this day and age, of course, the transfer portal, I mean, if you can get your guys back, with the NBA draft, obviously it's a big win for the Hogs to get him back. But, you look at Cal's roster. I can't remember the last time. I think he signed three freshmen.
Yeah,
and then the rest is either his returners or a transfer. So I can't remember. I don't know when the last time. It'd be funny. I don't know if you guys talked to him. Even the last time, he only brought in two freshmen.
Yeah,
when was the last year?
They get any big transfers? I don't even, because the roster's pretty.
Yeah, Nick Pringle and
two big kids.
Because like it was a year ago.
The big kids.
Was it Ewan?
Yeah.
From Florida State?
Yeah. The big
Florida State.
Pat, you made a point about Carter. You know, they're bad against Kansas, but then he was awesome against St. John's. And I remember that game against Texas Tech. You could tell he wanted the ball in his hands. And to be like that in the tournament and to make impactful plays. I mean, he was Arkansas's best player in that game. And for that at 18, and with his size, like they don't need him to put the ball on the deck. But man, I think he's got a chance to be. You know, I think he could have gone to the NBA now. I think somebody would have taken him, but he could be a terror next year, especially the shooting numbers are awesome.
Yeah, you're right. He's great size, strong. He really doesn't show any fear. I mean, he's, for what it's worth, defensively on the glass, he's going to be able to help in all areas. And then now he starts to get more consistent knockdown shots. He is going to be a terror. That's a good way to put it.
Hey, PB, question for me. The two questions as far as the roster goes, which I really like this roster, but to me, number one, do we have enough three-point shooting? Number two, because that's been a thorn in our side for the last 4 or 5 years, really, even going back to Musk. Number two, do we have enough backcourt as far as the four goes? Because it feels like, man, you have one injury and you're back in the same position you were last year. Do we need to go get one or both of those guys?
See, I kept thinking that he was going to add a veteran perimeter guy, you know, shooter, however you describe him, you know, similar to a guy like John L. Davis. But I think he loves I think Coach Cal believes like Darius Acuff could be a high-level shooter and scorer. And the other kid, Malik Thomas, is a very crafty scorer himself. And then you know, throw in there, obviously, DJ Wagner and Billy Richmond, sort of that, you know, he can kind of...
Which neither are great three-point shooters, you know what I mean?
No, Billy had his... Yeah, but I think he's putting a lot on Acuff and Malik Thomas. And, you know, Cal's always been like that, though. You know, I mean, it's kind of his last year at Kentucky, I guess it was, a little like an anomaly where they led the league in three-pointers made, three-point percentage. You know, he's sort of always been, you know, one of his guys attacking the rim, gets the free throw line. And, you know, we've talked about this before probably about how he's really, you know, he's always had a strong defensive team and defensive mind. So
what about the front court, though? Like, so you have Brazil, you have Ewan, and you have Pringle. Don't you need maybe one more guy there? Even if it's just a guy that eats up minutes, or do they think that Artel can take some of those minutes? The freshman, incoming freshman. Artel, Kareem Artel.
I don't, you know, I don't know much about him, but I think, you know, you start to look at it and, you know, I know everybody's concerned about injuries, but you know, if he's going to be playing 8-9 guys, now you start getting into, okay, you got, you know, three freshmen, but two that are, I think both of them are five-star, at least McDonald's All-Americans. And then you get, you know, the guys that were there last year. So you're kind of getting into a numbers game. I mean, it'd be nice to bolster every position, I'm sure. But, you know, that's kind of we saw what it was last year, and they figured a way how to put it together. It took guys a little bit of time to come around.
Justin, wait, what was the player's name?
It's Rtail, I believe. I thought it was Kareem, but I could be wrong. That may not be his first name.
Gotcha.
I don't know much
about
him, but I can
look
him up.
4 or 5-star incoming freshman.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
Well, we'll see. You didn't make a big impression on any of us, I guess.
Pat, I know we just said we got to get you in. Thank your wonderful sponsors. Glad we got you in for a few minutes today. Didn't want to miss you this week.
Love it. You get the crew. You get the whole crew in there. And thanks to Alcoa, Community Federal Credit Union, the summertime auto loan special rates as low as 1.99%. So make sure to check them out at alcoasu.org. And our great friends, Cabot Outdoors. You need mowers, tools, power equipment. Now's the time, boys. Make it easy on yourselves.